Good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Si'if Aleph in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, and this is really the third part of Si'if Aleph. Today, it's page Kuf Yud Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. If you recall from last night, the first part of Si'if Aleph was about putting a window shutter and attaching it to the window, and whether that's a problem of Bona, of Binyan. Then the second part was about a bar that locks a door that you use to close off and lock a door. And now this third part is also going to be about a certain type of door lock, but not a bar that goes across the door, rather a bar that goes into the ground and therefore blocks the door from opening. There's a hole in the ground or a hole in the whatever you call the door step, is whatever it is on the ground, the thing on the ground by the door, right? And you stick the bar in that and therefore the door won't be able to open. So the concern with all of these things is that it looks like binyan, even though you're not really building it. You're just, because it just like any door where you turn the knob and it opens and closes. So this is meant to be something that opens and closes, is put in, taken out. But how obvious it is that it's not meant as a permanent binyan is going to make the all the difference in halacha. So there are a number of factors that determine how obvious it is that it's not part of a binyan. If it looks like a kli, so then it's more obvious that it's not part of a binyan. If it's tied on to the door, so it's like hanging from the door, it's more obvious that it's not part of the binyan, of something external that you're building into the door. If it's talui, if it's hanging as opposed to being tied, as opposed to being dragging on the ground, makes it more obvious that it's not part of the door. So all of these are factors that are going to be relevant. So we are up to the third line on page Kuf Yud Ches. V'neger shu yaseh shenolim bovetachon osa b'skufa l'mata. If you have a peg that goes into the ground, into the I don't know why I'm not thinking of what it is, the door step, the door, whatever it is, right on the ground, right next to the door. V'domet tfei l'binyan, and that looks a lot more like binyan, because it's not just something that blocks off the door like a bar that bolts the door shut, but it's something that actually goes into the ground. So lo sagi bahachi, then it's not enough to just have it be designated or set aside, however you say, whether you go like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam from yesterday. Ve'inolim bo elim kenye kosher. The only way you're allowed to use it is if it's actually tied on to the door. V'ketzit ye kosher. How well does it have to be tied onto the door? Well, it depends. Im yesh perosho glustra dainushu of be'echon me'a roshem v'roi lichtoshpo. If it's got a knob on one end of this bar, so it looks like a kli that you could actually use to crush grain with, shedom l'kli, sagi afilum kosher b'chavel dakshin roi lios nitalbo. Then even if it's tied on with a flimsy rope, where if you tried to pull it by the rope would just snap, because it's not even a sturdy enough rope to pull the thing by, that would be enough. Not only that, even if it's not even tied to the door itself, it's only tied to the bar that runs across the door. And not only that, even if it's if the rope that holds it to the door is so long that it's not dangling or hanging from the door, it's resting on the ground because it has so much give. The rope has so much give that the thing is resting on the ground. Why is all that okay? Because it looks like a kli. It has a knob at one end, and if it looks like a kli, then it's not going to look like binyan. So therefore, with all the other factors working against you, just the fact that it looks like a kli is going to be good enough. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah over here, starting from Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So Lebinyan Ratzalomer Shenira Kishar Nagarim V'Yisaydo Shenoitz Bekosel D'Yesh B'Zem Mishnah Binyan L'Kach B'Yin Shei Kosher. The reason it needs to be tied on to the door is because it looks like any other type of peg that you'd stick into a wall as an actual form of binyan. Shedomel Kli Haynu Dekivin Dekli Ulavi Kebinyan. But if it has a knob on one end, and it looks like a kli, it looks like the type of kli you'd use to crush something with, so then it's not at all, doesn't look so much like binyan at all. Dinira lakol, dilufi sham, masim usham, because it's obvious to everyone that you're only putting it there temporarily. Bechevel dak, so therefore you could even have a very flimsy rope. Mashmad al kol panim kasher miyubeinon. Flimsy rope, yes, but you do need a rope. Vechein pasuk ataz dak, shiru li kuva, does have to be tied on with something, and that's ma'akev. Ubsefer li rabba kasuv delay satzor, kishus machal makin al de glustrok, even shu kli, af believe. Malik Shira Klal. However, the Eli Rabbah says that Bishasa Tzorech, you could be somech on those shitos that hold, that if it looks like a kli, it doesn't even need to be tied onto the door. But the gra sounds more like the taz, that it still needs to be tied onto the door, as flimsily as it is tied onto the door, it still needs to be tied onto the door. But if it's attached to the door and you pull it and you push it into the hole, then it's mutter according to everyone, even without tying it onto anything. We said that it's such a flimsy string that's tying it onto the door that you can't even pull the kli with that string because the whole thing would snap. We said, and even if it's not tied to the door itself, but rather just to the briach adeles, I would think that would make it that it's not so recognizable that you're only using it for a lock. Even just being tied on to the bolt that closes, that locks the door, or the briach adeles, or the mezuzah, the door post behind the door, that would be good enough. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, vim ein barosh glustra, but if this peg, it does not have a knob at one end, so imu kasher b'delos atzma, sagia fil b'chevel dak, shein roili natalbo, then it's got to be tied onto the door itself. If it's tied onto the door itself, then it could be even with a flimsy rope, v'afilu kula munuch baritz, and it could even be totally resting on the ground. It's a long rope that it's not dangling, it's resting on the ground. Vim einu kasher b'delos el b'briach, but if it's not tied onto the door itself, it's only tied onto the bolt that closes the door, that locks the door, tzarek she'a kesher amitz, she'a roili natalbo, then it needs to be tied on with a strong enough rope that if you pulled at the rope, the whole kli would come along, the whole peg would come along with it. But it still doesn't need to be dangling from the door. Even if it was resting on the ground, that would be fine. That it's only going to be asr if it's detached from the door and put somewhere else. So then you take something that doesn't look like a kli, that's not attached to the door, and then you stick it in the ground and you stay right in front of it, that looks like binyan. So that's going to be an iser. Says the since the peg doesn't have a din of a kli, you need to make it more recognizable that it's only meant for locking, so that it shouldn't look like bona. And it needs to be tied on really well, not in a flimsy way. And if it's tied, and if it's not tied on really well with a strong rope, then even if it has other things working in its favor, like it's hanging in the air and it's not dragging on the ground at all, it's still going to be aser. Shein aser kayel el shekatzin mutra afilu b'chevel dak. This line of shein aser is going back on the case where you have a flimsy rope, where we said that even the flimsy rope is going to be mutter. V'alzeh siyem v'kasev shein aser l'kishashomto. That whenever we say a flimsy rope is going to be mutter, we're saying then the only way it's going to be aser is if it's totally detached and it's in a corner somewhere. Hainu sheinu kasher klal u'kishomto. That whenever you take it out of the hole that keeps the door closed and you put it away, you're putting it away somewhere else. Then it really looks like bona because it looks like you're taking some random piece of building material and attaching it to the ground in front of the door. Sif beis. Meaning there's a hole in the doorstep. Again, I'm not sure if I'm the what. Yeah, the sill? Like a window, you have a sill. I don't know. But there's a hole in the doorstep that you could stick this peg in. But it's got to be that it's a high enough thing that there's a word for it. Threshold, right? Threshold, right? There's a hole in the threshold, but it's got to be that the threshold is high enough that when you stick the peg in the ground, it's only going in the hole in the threshold, and you're not actually making a new hole in the ground. Aval, im nifchasa, but if it's just a let's say 1 inch deep a threshold and you're sticking this peg in and the peg is going to go a couple of inches in, so it's going to burrow a hole into the ground, then avi binyan vasulinabol, then that's actually binyan, because digging a hole in the ground, digging a hole in the ground, sticking something in that hole, that is certainly going to be binyan. Says the Mishmaros of Katan Chav, kol neger hainu afil yesh brosh uglusav ukash. kashrut. I don't care what it looks like. Even if it's if it looks like a kli and it's tied on really well and all the factors. Vayin bir alacha. Aval im v'im asa lo beis yad. If you made a handle on it, like the glistra that we come a glistra de la el v'dom la makavish hakosh ma b'sav ma'achle el ayri da glistra yibom me'mela v'kare rin dosos v'biyadayim. If it's not just that it has a knob at the end, but that you made a knob, you fashioned a knob on it on purpose, then muchach de kli hu v'sula machzik kabona. Then it's obvious that it's a kli and it doesn't look like bona anymore. Dein derech l'shakei a kli bebinyan levat l'sham. You wouldn't take like a shovel or a chair and just like build it into the door of your home, right? If it looks like a really totally independent kli, then it's not near a kabona at all. V'kivin shasu b'maisa l'asosu kli shari afilu eino kasher. Ooh, since you did a maisa to make it a kli, so then it's going to work even if it's not tied on. Kein kasu b'sosu v'evrayim in arif v'agra kasu b'biro del das rashi v'atro l'matzinu heter b'nikmas dainu nifchasa eskufa afilu al d'yisiyas beis yad. However, the Gra says that if the threshold is not very tall, it's not very high, this still is not going to help. Even though you fashioned a kli and whatever, it's still not going to help. Nivchasa iskufa, v'mitchila asa chalal b'karka. If initially you made a hole in the ground, makam shenegar yeh rosh hasham, so that you could put this peg into that hole, v'eino mosav nekev ba'aretz, and when you stick the peg in, you're not adding to the hole, you're not making the hole any deeper, then ein iser. U'bezeh nicha mashe barof abat mosav nekavim b'chome etzal adels, mikan v'tochon abriach l'sham, sholuch mikatsa zel lezeh, v'lo amrin adavi kabon. He says, and now I understand why we allow the locks that we allow on people's doors. Because the way the door locks used to work is that it wasn't just a bolt that you'd put in front of the door, but there were holes in the doorposts on the side, and the pole that you would lock the door with would go into the hole in the doorpost on either side. Why are you allowed to do that? I thought you're not allowed to stick things into holes, because that's going to make it look like binyan. What difference would it make to me whether you're sticking it into a hole in the wall or a hole in the ground? Either way, it should be the same problem. So why is it mutter? Because it was made originally like that. That's our doors, right? Meaning when you close the door, so the I don't know what the things are called, but the thing from the doorknob when you turn, you know, that goes into the wall. It's because there's a hole that's made to exactly fit that, so it doesn't dig any deeper into the doorpost. And when you lock the door, you turn the lock, so that bolt goes in. It goes into a hole that's already there, and therefore it's mutter. Plus, since there's like a ring that you would hold the bolt from in the middle of the door bolt, so that's like you fashioned a beis yad, that the mutter afilu beino kasher, where it would be mutter even if it's not actually tied on, afilu benifchas eskofa, and even if the threshold were very low. That even according to the Gra, who is Machmir, that even when you do fashion a beis yad, we could be makel over here because of the tziruf of the first lashon of the taz, which was what? I'm not sure that you had already made the hole of that size. I assume that's what I mean, that you already made the hole of that size to put it into the door. Okay, so to review what we learned today, so we said that if you have a peg that gets stuck into the ground, so the best thing you could have working in your favor is if there's a knob at one end where it looks like a kli. Then you don't need any other factors working in your favor other than just a flimsy kesher that ties it on to any part of the door. But if it doesn't look like a kli, then we start getting a little more machmir. Then it cannot be a flimsy kesher, it needs to be a much stronger kesher. And then we said that if you're sticking it into the ground, you have to make sure that you're not adding any new hole, you're not deepening the hole. So if you're sticking it into the ground, it has to be on a tall threshold, or on a place that was pre-drilled to be a hole that accepts this peg that you're putting into it. And we had this machlokas that we discussed. You have just a peg that has no shape to it, and we discussed a peg that has a knob at the end, that it looks like something that looks like a knob at the end. But there may be a third category, machlokas acharon, there may be a third category of a peg that you fashioned a knob at the end, that you made it into a kli, and in that case it could be that it doesn't even need to be kosher, it doesn't even need to be tied onto the door at all. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Sif Gimel. I assume same time, same place. Everyone have a good night.